Good evening. Welcome to Divine Connection. I am Lucille Delamonte. I am joined tonight by the beautiful and talented Lynn Bleasdale and Jessica Marie Tatro. How are you ladies tonight?
Fabulous, Sue.
Doing wonderful.
Hi, you guys. Yeah. Good to be on again.
Yeah,
I guess we're almost bi-weekly right now, eh? But we'll be back on track. I guess it's not summer anymore. Ah.
Yeah, that's for
sure.
Oh,
well.
All came in with the day.
Well,
yeah.
I've got to
you know,
say,
life
sweating.
Gets oh, I know.
It does. That heat was killing us, too. That was too much.
It was horrible. But, yeah, hopefully now, you know, life will straighten out for us and we can get back on track and get more on a regular schedule again.
Yeah. Well, I keep thinking, too, that we should get a few more shows going on Sacred Embers. So I think we're talking about auditioning some new people. So stand by for that if you're into that kind of thing. That's really cool. We should... have one every night. We used to have a show every night of the week, right? So we're heading back to
and didn't we
and
have,
it'll be...
Wasn't it Saturday or Sunday we even had two on the air on that day?
Yeah.
For a while.
And then sort of life turns on a dime, doesn't it? And then things change.
It sure does.
That's for sure.
You pick yourself up and dust yourself off and carry on, mate. Yep.
Totally.
Oh, dear. Oh, well.
So do you want to get into our topic tonight?
Totally, yes. Let's do that.
Okay. Tonight we are talking about gifted children and how can we nurture and help the spiritually gifted children in our lives, whether we're parents, relatives, friends. We recognize and assist these spiritually evolved beings who are coming to be known as divine children. What's your take on it, ladies?
Go ahead, Jessica. You've got lots of experience because you are mother to them.
Sure. Hi. This is Jessica. And I think what I would like to add to the topic is, you know, most children are in tune with their gifts. I do know that because I also was when I was a child. Now, they may not always acknowledge it, but, for the most part, it's usually there for young children. For me, I was always very energetically aware of what was around me before I even realized, what it was, if it were spirit. And I just think it's very important for parents, caregivers, families of children to be as supportive as you can when it comes to your children having, you know, spiritual gifts. And when I was young, I felt things. So it usually came on late at night. I'd be up by myself and... I always felt like there were people in the room with me or I was being watched. I know that sounds, a little woo right now, but it was because I was energetically sensitive to spirit. And yes, there were spirits, angels all around me. But I didn't understand it at the time. And I would try to, talk to my parents and let them know. And they would always discourage me and say, no, that's not what it is. You're not feeling that. Or, even now to this day, because I think I was raised in a Christian family, it was really kind of frowned upon to speak with spirit or to be clairvoyant or mediumistic or intuitive in any way. Go figure that. And it's still really discouraged. My parents do know what I do now. And I've had a lot of issues with my family accepting it, and they still haven't for the most part. I remember being told that I had demons in me and they needed to be rebuked out of me, So that put a lot of fear in me. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
I was called a witch. I was called all kinds of different things. And now I understand this now, you know, being a child. And I remember thinking as a child, I will always, you know, when I become a mom, my child, if they're, you know, ever talking about, you know, a psychic gift or whatever, I knew that I wasn't going to be the type of parent that would, you know, negate that or discourage it or, you know, make the child or person sound crazy or full of demons. So now that I'm a parent, my youngest daughter, Alyssa, she's very, very clairvoyant. And I'm not kidding. We'd be standing in the line at a random place like the bank. And she'd be just counting all of these spirits, and she'd give them all names, and she would tell me what they were wearing, and it was just everywhere we went. Even driving down the road, she'd point them out, you know, driving past the cemetery. When I see nothing, she sees all kinds of them. She says they stand by their, some of them stand by their gravestones, and some of them just kind of wander the graveyard. She would just talk to me about it, and I remember thinking, wow. I said, that's really cool, honey, that you're seeing that. And she would describe it to me. And as much as she talked about it, I tried another exercise with her, and I said, honey, would you like to draw a picture of your friends, your spirit friends? And she did. She had names for all of them. They were so cute. And she had a spirit friend that actually stayed with her, and when she was little, sometimes she can go with us, and sometimes Alyssa told her to stay home. It was also a little girl. So she grew up, my daughter grew up, not even thinking, you know, it was a problem. There was nothing wrong with it because I never shamed her for it. And to this day, yeah, she's 18 now, and she's very, very intuitive. I think probably in her teenage years, I think about 12 or 13, the clairvoyance started to go away. But usually sometimes that'll happen, or it could happen, and then it'll pick back up later when they, you know, are ready to utilize it. Sometimes people can subconsciously shut themselves down as well, you know, shut out the spirit energy. And so I would just encourage every parent, every caregiver out there, please, if your children come to you with, you know, psychic gifts or things about the spirit world and they're talking about it, I just encourage you to just listen and definitely, you know, try not to shame them as much as possible. It definitely hindered how I felt. It actually gave me a low self-esteem, too. You know, I always thought that maybe I was possessed by demons, you know. It's ridiculous. I mean, so, yeah, that's what I really wanted to add about it. I think it's just hugely important, hugely important. And then, of course, my son, Jaden, he was severely autistic, but, of course, he was very, very sensitive to energy as well. Oh, he was so sensitive. He was so sensitive to energy. If I was in a mood or if I was cranky and I came in to maybe, you know, change his diaper or hook him up to his seeds or approach him, even if I had a smile, it didn't matter. Mm. He knew and felt what I was feeling already. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was pretty intense, and he let me know right away. You better get yourself out of that foul mood quick, because naturally it would kind of rub off on him, you know. And there were times I was not even aware of it. So, but it can definitely go both ways. The spiritual gifts that people have, that we all have, are just amazing. They're amazing divine gifts, and I don't believe they're to be shamed at all. And
I agree.
That's what I wanted to contribute. Yeah, I mean, it's so important.
That's really heavy, and that's really neat. I'm glad you said that because it needed to be said, you know. A lot of
stacked
shaming happens.
Yeah.
And that's so weird, eh?
Yeah.
Well, if it's okay, I'll just go over the notes I've been putting down as we talk. People, I find a lot of the times you talk about, like, psychic readings, mediumship, whatever, and people expect it to be like, ooh, veins in your teeth and horror wood and all that stuff we've been, you know, trained to believe it is. Now, I mean, I got to say, I like a good old horror movie next, like, as much as the next guy, but our connecting with spirit world and whatnot is anything but scary and weird. Those who come through in love will not scare you. They're not going to freak you out. They're not going to possess your child. And they're coming around the little ones because those little ones just came from spirit. They're very, very close to spirit. And they come, you know, we say spiritually gifted, but every little child has the potential. We all have that potential, and it really is how we're shaped as we grow. my own family, both my parents and my grandparents, and, you know, it goes way back, there's a whole long line of people that did psychic work. And I look on YouTube and there's Bleasdales all over the place with, you know, paranormal stuff going on. I had no idea. But anyway, my mother didn't want us to talk about it. Yeah, really, who knew? I took me all these years to figure out, you know, oh, well, there you go. They're all in England, though, so, you know.
But
my mom didn't, like, the stupid thing was she was brilliantly psychic. You know, she had dreams that came true the next day. She had my best Halloween story, which I guess we'll all tell stories at Halloween, is one of the best ghost stories I've ever heard, you know, that she's had. But she didn't want us talking about it. So my father and I, my dad was very psychic, very quiet, right? But he just knew stuff. And you could just communicate with a glance. And I'm sure a lot of people find that, you know, somebody that doesn't nail your head to the floor about this stuff is going to, you'll be able to connect telepathically with them because the lines are open, you know. They're not treating you like you're a wingnut or something weird or needing to be shipped off to a psychiatric hospital or something. I think that's what a lot of the witches back in Salem, or maybe just a lot of psychic women, or just women in general, right? And, you know, it's really disturbing if you look at, you know, the past. But now I think we know enough about it. One of the things I put in our slideshow was Sylvia Brown's book, Psychic Children, which is a really good book, and it's available all over the place. You know, it's I think Thrift Books has it, and it's very much, you know, very worth reading. But the thing is, as Jessica said, not to freak them out about it. Don't let them feel bad about it. There's nothing wrong. They're not like woo-woo. They're not going to draw demons into your home. It's probably the kids that aren't, you don't talk to them about it, that are going to, like, play with Ouija boards and get into trouble, you know, if you don't educate and you don't talk to them. Yeah, Jody Higgins' mom was pretty cool, and she raised a pretty good psychic medium, you know, because she didn't mess with Jody's growing up and stuff like that. And you can tell, like, I guess James von Prague's mom was the same. Like, she always said, you know, it's fine. You're not weird. You're not crazy. And those gifts, as we say, get developed and nurtured. And, boy, those people have an amazing, I say power, but it's, you know, they have something that they bring to the world that is absolutely needed and fabulous. And I think they help heal the world.
Yeah.
And by divine children.
Can I just say, you were so lucky to have that. I mean, it truly, I see that. I mean, I feel that. I mean, I guess coming from my experience, you were so lucky to have that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although my mom wouldn't let us talk about it, but my dad and I did. It felt like talking behind the prison guard's back, sort of. But then in her later years, my mother broke down and sort of started talking about her own experiences, her dreams and stuff. I guess it just took a while for her to get over her preconditioning, you know, people say, and it's
right.
basically,
mm-hmm.
you know, what Ryan would always remind us, what other people think of me is none of my business, you know, and if you don't like somebody because they are, you know, one person I used to share a house with got mad at me, said, "You always know how I'm feeling." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, you know," but because some people find it very annoying, and it's not like we're prying into other people's heads. It's just that we know. And kids, they're like little radars. You know, they know.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
As you say, you can walk into there with a smile, but if you're not in a good mood or whatever, they know. They know, and they feel it more than we realize. I think sometimes. Absolutely. Sue, you've had a lot of experience with that, too. I think some of your grandchildren are gifted, are they not?
Yes, they are. It runs in our family. I'm not sure how far back. My father's side of the family is Native American. And we had a lot of seers and healers on his side of the family. And then my mother's side of the family, a lot of them were psychics also. My grandmother was extremely psychic. Back in the 40s, she used to, when the kids would go trick-or-treating, when they brought their candy home, they had to dump it out on the floor and go through it, and she would check it to make sure there were no needle marks and nothing put into the candy. They didn't do stuff like that back in the 40s. She was seeing what was to come. My mother was very, very psychic. It drove my grandmother crazy, though, because she didn't know what was going on. She had nobody to talk to, no support or anything, and it literally made her crazy. She had mental illness from it. My mother was very, very psychic and would know things, but she suppressed it.
Yeah.
The only time that she really let it come forward was when we lived in an extremely haunted house, and she got mad one night and cussed the ghosts out that were in the house, and that's really the only time that she ever acknowledged it or anything like that. I had no support whatsoever growing up with my gifts, and then my daughter, extremely gifted. When she was little, she would always tell me about the people that were in the house and the people that were walking around and people she would see when we were out in public when nobody else could see what she was seeing. And my son, my one son, used to have an imaginary friend named Bobby. And him and Bobby would sit for hours and play toys, and Bobby would take naps with him, and Bobby was his right-hand man. And one of my grandsons was about 2-3 years old, and he had an experience and saw a man in their house and scared his mother half to death. Because I'm pretty sure she had some abilities, too, that were not dealt with or acknowledged. And a couple of my granddaughters are extremely gifted. I keep trying to talk my one granddaughter into coming on the show with us, but she's not ready. But, yeah, a lot of my family members, my grandchildren, my children, my mother, my grandmother, it runs in our family. And, you know, I agree with Jessica completely that when children are born, when they're fresh over from the other side, they all are extremely gifted and in touch with spirits and angels. You can look at a baby that'll be looking off into space and just laughing and cooing and giggling, and we think that they're just having fun. No, they're communicating with their guides and their angels and the spirits that are surrounding them. I think one of the biggest mistakes that anybody can make is discouraging a child when they come to you with something. It gives them fear. If you don't talk to them about it and you don't encourage them, they get afraid and they think that they're weird. They don't understand what's going on. And that's scary. And if all of a sudden you're seeing people filling your bedroom, as my granddaughter went through that experience, people used to come into her bedroom window every night, and she could not sleep in her bedroom because her room was so full of people. She knew names, she knew birth dates, she knew everything about them, but she couldn't sleep in her bedroom because they were so full at night.
Right.
So her and I did a little ritual on how to control it and how to get rid of them. And, you know, we have to be open and honest with these kids and explain to them how to control it and not to be afraid. Children shouldn't have to be afraid of something that is coming naturally to them. We need to encourage and support and explain it. How many adults do we know that for whatever reason, all of a sudden their gifts become prominent and it scares the hell out of them?
I could attest to that. I think I actually shut myself down after the fear and the condemnation from my parents. I lost it and I didn't pay attention to it for a very long time. It wasn't nurtured in me. And then when my son Jaden transitioned home, oh my goodness, the floodgates had opened up. I mean, it was all on tap again. Everything was open.
And like you were saying too, people that are raised in religious families and religion teaches that that's work of the devil. You're a sinner, you're satanic, blah, blah, blah. And my comeback I always come back with, well, there were psychics in the Bible.
Yes.
What do you think a prophet is? The prophet foretold the future. Why would God, in their infinite wisdom, stop making psychics because the Bible was already written?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And who do you think Jesus was? You know, he was a healer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard for a lot of people to support a child or encourage a child because they themselves don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know what's going on, you don't know how to speak to the child or the individual, find somebody that you know has the gift and let them spend the time and teach both of you so you can be there to support them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing we need to do away with is the fear and the stigmatism. I think that's what it's called. That's surrounding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normalizing things, making it part of our normal being on Earth, for sure. It's that would be a lovely day if we can achieve that.
It would.
Yeah,
we're getting there. I do have hope and optimism about it because I just wanted to share a sweet story. A friend of mine years ago, his little boy, I was just hanging with him, and he said, "You know, I remember going up and down on the water." Going up and down and up and down. And I said, well, where were you? He said, I was in mummy's tummy. And so I asked his parents, and they said, yeah, just before he'd been born, they had gone on a canoe trip, and things had gotten really choppy, and they were going up and down. He remembered the experience.
Wow.
So, like, they're more aware than, like, we give them credit for. And you start right from the beginning, and treasure them as the beautiful beings of light. That, you know, I think they're here to help us change the world, what's that expression? Light up the dark, We're here to light up the dark and help. Yeah. But Yeah, it doesn't mean don't watch horror movies, but don't take them to heart, because spirituality and Hollywood horror are two vastly different things, right? Enjoy
right.
one and, you know, learn with the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are all
like
psychic and we can all speak. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. True. Yeah. I guess, too, because romance movies can really make people have weird expectations, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's pretty funny. But, you know, it's entertainment. That's all it is. And, you know, but again, just one thing I'm thinking, like if say your teenagers are often drawn to, you know, turning out the lights and, you know, doing the Ouija board and stuff. And you know, that's a good time to offer them guidance and teach
yeah.
them how to, you know, if you're going to be inviting spirits in, you pretty much have to learn a few ins and outs of the procedure, because you can, I don't know, it sounds so scary to say it, but you can get yourself into trouble by inviting the
yeah.
wrong energies in, you know, just as with humans, you know, you don't...
Yeah.
You don't go around just trusting everybody and, hey, come on in. You know, you have to figure out who you're dealing
yeah.
with. Right? So
you have to,
but
you have to
you
learn
know,
to teach. To... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. Go, Sue. This is interesting. You have to learn to.
I was just going to say, you have to learn when you're dealing with spirits, you have to treat them with respect and courtesy the same way you do a living being.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A spirit,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spirits are living energy. They just don't have a physical body anymore. And
yeah,
do you
absolutely.
Want someone like that TV show, what is it, Ghost Adventures, I think, with that guy Zach that's on there? I get so irritated with that.
Me too.
Who in that?
Yeah.
How does he think he is to go into a room and demand and act like a total mule?
Yeah, like he's taunting them.
Yeah,
oh,
you
dear.
Don't do that. You don't do that.
It would bug me too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get so irritated
yes.
watching him come out, you know, trying to taunt them and, you know, speak
yeah.
badly to them sometimes. It's just like, no, you don't. Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
show. That's not real life. That's a TV show. He's paid to act like a jerk on there. I'm hoping he's
mm-hmm.
not a jerk like that in real life, but he's a jerk on the show. But just be respectful. And the people that are afraid that their children are going to be possessed by a spirit, there ain't no such thing. The only
mm-hmm.
way a spirit can enter your body is if you allow it. Your body is already filled with your own spirit.
Absolutely.
So the only way another spirit can step in is if you agree to allow your spirit to step aside for that spirit to step in. There's no demon
yep.
possessions and taking over. That's a load of garbage. So don't
tell him, Sue.
Don't be. Don't. I mean, it's just that's something that just gets to me, you know.
Oh, I know. I totally understand, and you
yeah.
know, it does bother. You know, it is bothersome that they do that.
Yeah.
We should have a topic of. We should talk about walk-ins sometime, and that is a
oh,
whole
yeah.
other thing where,
yeah,
yeah. you can. Ruth Montgomery and other scholars talked about that. So that'd be a good topic. You know, we'll talk about when you actually do step aside and let another spirit carry the journey for you. That's very interesting, you know, to talk about stuff like that. But again, without
yeah.
fear, without fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think another thing, too, when teenagers start experimenting with different things, a lot of times with puberty, gifts will be accentuated. So you might not even realize that you have a gift, but then when your body goes through the changes of puberty, your gifts can come forward with your hormonal changes. So that
right.
that can add to why they want to experiment all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. And if I can add, I mean, you know, from the way my parents would try to make me feel that I was wrong and that, you know, it's a shaming thing, you know, to say, oh, no, you're talking to demons or you're possessed by demons. And really, you know, also it caused me in my teen years to shut down and rebel. I was angry
yeah.
at God. I was angry at Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't imagine, you know, all the things that I was told and why. And I you know, but no, I mean, since then we've totally, we're good. We've rectified the situation. But, yeah, it made me very confused and angry,
yeah.
angry at God for no reason. Yeah, because, you know, they always, you know, it was wrong in the Bible and Jesus doesn't condone this. God doesn't, you know, so it really, and, you know, it took me a long time to figure it out. I was in my late 30s before I said no, you know.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is. And I just,
right.
as all my gifts opened up, I understood. It was just like this whole understanding. And I asked Jesus to please forgive me, and I was so sorry. And oh my gosh, I felt so much love that just bursted into my heart, and we were good from then on. I mean, we were always good. I mean, of course, you know what I mean. Yeah,
yeah.
I was good again. I was good again with it. So, yeah, I could.
Well, there you
it
go.
It has a whole,
yeah.
whole host of things. So, you know, the best way to do, I think, is to just encourage your children. You know, I liken it to, you know. A talent, maybe. I'll just put it that way, like playing an instrument or art. You know, if your kids are really good in art, what would you do? You know, would you blast them about how ugly their painting was, even, you know, if it wasn't? Or are you going to encourage them and, you know, maybe sign them up for art classes or, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like any other
wonderful
skill we develop. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Patricia's been
well,
waiting very patiently
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
To...
I was just going to say, we have some callers. Should we get on to that now?
We really should. Let's let her rip.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. 205, you're on the air. Is this Patricia?
Yes.
How are you, sweetie?
Uh-oh.
Are you there, hon? Did we lose you, Patricia?
I think I heard her end cut out. Possibly.
Yep, she just dropped, too. Okay, we have another caller. We'll wait for Patricia to come back on. So let's see, 347, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
How can we help you tonight, hon?
I wanted to know if you guys see my current job ending as of Monday, and if you do, where do you see me working after that?
Mm-hmm.
That gets into the area of fortune telling a little bit, like predicting the
yeah.
future, which is, I wish we could, man. We'd have the lottery numbers in an instant.
No kidding.
I'm going to pull a card for you on that, Tanika, because I know Jessica is also working with the deck, so you get a card, and then we'll see what kind of information comes up for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have to translate. I'm working with a deck that's called the Servants of the Light deck, and I always have to, you have to sort of translate it from the regular tarot. And, oh, okay, hang on. My blog talks, can you guys still hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Blog Talk's just gone a bit funny. And I don't see, oh, wow, I don't see Jessica, and I don't see our caller.
I'm here.
Wow.
I'm here.
That's really weird. Okay, you guys carry on, because I've got some kind of strange phenomenon going. Oh, there it is. Well, that's interesting. All right, you guys go ahead, okay, and I'm going to see what I can figure out for this card that I just turned up.
Okay. Jessica, are you ready, hon?
Yeah, well, I'm still shuffling, but, and, you know, like one said, you know, we're not fortune tellers, but, you know, I can get psychic impressions, and that's all it is. It's not predicting one way or another, but what I'm feeling is that there's a potential that, yes, Monday would probably potentially be your last day, and I'm just shuffling here my cards. I'm not picking up exactly what you're going to be doing after. We can get impressions, but I'm not picking anything up about that. Oh,
that's the same thing I was getting, Jess. I heard a big yes, but then nothing after. So yeah.
Right. Okay. Tanika, the card that I pulled for you, that your team, your divine team pulled for you through me, is calm. Your calm is not a weakness. That's where this card is. And it says, a state of calm is not a personality flaw. On the contrary, when you feel balanced and harmonious within your soul, you attract that energy to you. Human society often equates movers and shakers and type A personalities with prosperity and prestige, but at what cost? To their emotional and physical health, right? Slow and steady wins the race. One day at a time are the mantras of this card. Sometimes the pressures of life on earth can feel like the light of your soul is being just extinguished. It is your job to take care of your human vessel so you can efficiently follow the blueprint that you have created for your life. If you take too much onto your plate, it can cause stress and dis-ease. If you bring dis-ease to your body, your objectives here on earth become more difficult to accomplish. Material wealth is never a part of a soul's blueprint. Prosperity in the form of money may certainly come to you for a variety of reasons, but it is never the objective. Happiness and inner peace are always the higher priorities than our large bank accounts. You can take power or money with you you cannot take power or money with you when you leave the physical, but you can take the gratitude and the love that others have given you. And the easiest way to garner the affection is to project a calm and peaceful energy to those around you. Meditation and ritual of sitting in silence with your guides or your angels is always suggested. So if this card appears for you frequently in your spread, this is from your guides. And that's what I have for you.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Sue, do you want me to go? I've pulled the card and I know what I can.
You go right.
I know what to. It's really, and Tanika, it's a really good one. What came up for you in terms of the job after Monday is the Ace of Pentacles. And the Ace of Pentacles represents new beginnings, opportunities, and potential. and as a Pentacles card, these new beginnings correlate to the material world, finances, wealth, career, physical health, and manifestation of your goals. You may receive a new job offer, an unexpected sum of money, a new business or investment opportunity, and you'll have a chance to bring an idea to fruition. No matter the occasion, the Ace of Pentacles heralds a sense of prosperity and abundance in the material or financial areas of your life. It undoubtedly comes as a welcome invitation, but not a free ride. This card illustrates the possibility of a new endeavor, but does not guarantee its manifestation or success. That part is up to you. So if you go online, there's a lot more here, but it sounds like you've got, it says you've got a green light. It marks the initial stages of manifesting your goals and assures you that you can truly achieve what you've set your mind to do. This is a really good card for you, and it as Jessica puts it, it popped right out for you when I asked. So I think, Tanika, I don't think you've got much to worry about after Monday when your job ends. Is this something you want to happen? You want it to end, right?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, what I would do is shift yourself right into gratitude for everything that's coming your way, because, you know, as our thoughts create our reality, really, thoughts of gratitude for what's coming for you is going to bring just more of what you want. In reverse, they say, you know, you can never get enough of what you don't want. Sounds like this job you're leaving. Now you can say thank you for all the abundance that comes in for me. But do look up the Ace of Pentacles, and it is upright for you. So I don't think you could have picked a better card there on your future. Sue, what have you got for Tanika?
I pretty much got the same thing that came through for Jess. I got a yes that it will end on Monday, but it's going to be positive afterwards. So don't fear. Everything's going to go good. I'm not seeing exactly what you're going to be doing, but I am just getting positive energy about what is to come.
Yeah.
So,
a good time to, if you have ideas, to get those ideas out and start making them a reality, eh? Yeah. Good time.
Yeah, it's like an open book.
Auspicious time for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Tanika, I hope that we helped you a little bit, hon.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Give us a call back and let us know how things go for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy
you have
your
a good
prosperity.
Evening. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Love and light, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks like Patricia is back. Let's see if we can get her on the line. Hi, Patricia. Are you there?
Yes, I was so excited that I picked up the call. I hung up. So, hello to you all. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love you, ladies. And so, you know, I have to check in. Not sure how long it's been, but just want to know. Oh God, I want to know a whole lot of things.
you want to know about your love life?
That's what I want to know about. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I want to know. Please, ladies, please and thank you.
How did I know that?
How did you know that? Because you are the beautiful earth angel of many that's on this line. You all know. Beautiful lady.
Are you, this is Sue, hon. Are you going to be going to an event? Some kind of an event in the near future?
I'm not sure. I sure hope so. It's, you know, something like that. You know, of course, the holidays are coming up, so I'm pretty sure it's something out there I'll be going to.
Yeah,
I don't have any plans.
Okay, well, something's going to be coming up, you're going to get an invitation to something, and at first you might say, oh, gosh, I don't really want to do that. Do it.
Okay.
I'm seeing tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody that you're going to meet in an event. There's going to be, you know, a lot of other people around and stuff, but this individual is going to, like, it's going to be in, like, one of those romance movies where your eyes meet across the room, and it's like, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's going to be a, yeah, go for it.
Okay. And so this is some coming month, like the holiday. This year.
Yeah, it's going to be coming up.
Okay.
And it, like I said, it's going to be, it might be a spur of the moment thing. Hey, we're having a party Friday night. Come on out. And you're like, eh, I don't really, you know, but do it. Go.
Okay,
what's going on financially? Are you having changes financially or looking for changes financially?
Yes, I am. You know, I still have the children. I'm pretty sure I probably told you ladies the story how my daughter lost the kids back in May 2020, and I was in nursing school and working, and all of that changed when she lost the children to the state. I had to step in and get the children. So I haven't been really working since then. The great thing about it is she has done the work, and she is reuniting with the children. At least the youngest one is already with her. The oldest, he's in the second grade, so school started in August, and he's going to complete the second semester with me. So he'll stay until the beginning of the year, and then he will go he'll go and reunite with her and live with her. So, meanwhile, I have been looking for work I thought I was going to work with my uncle whose toes were amputated a couple of weeks ago. My brother told me, well, yeah, I want you to come, you know, to VA for pain. And then my brother, twin brother, he changed his mind and said, well, you know, Patricia, you just got a lot on your plate. You know, you got the kids. And I'm thinking, no, I mean, what if I could do this? And so that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. He went with somebody else. And so now I'm just, you know, thinking, okay, well, let me try to reroute this thing. So, yeah, it's really hit me financially in the pocket, you know, having to kind of not work and raise these children, the four, and they were 3 and 6 when I got them. So they're 4 and 7 now.
Are you going to go back to school?
Yeah, I want to try to go back next summer. I was looking at the spring, but, yeah, I still had a little one. The oldest, you know, around January, the spring semester probably starts up sometime, maybe February or something. I'm not sure. I think it did last year because summer started in May. So I figure maybe around May, you know, I may be ready, kind of push for that.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing financial changes, too, for the better.
Are you ladies still there?
Can you hear us?
I can't hear anything. Hello?
You can't hear me?
No. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Lynn, Jessica, can you hear?
Yeah. I could hear you. I can hear, too, but Blog Talk is really messed up. Like, it just dropped completely for me.
Hello?
And,
great.
Oh, no. Darn.
Hello?
what are we going to do? I think Blog Talk's having a few.
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, dear. Are you there, Patricia?
I am.
Oh, boy.
Here.
Oh, goodness. There you are.
Yes. Hello?
Oh, good.
Hello?
This is like a comedy skit. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Oh, can you hear us, Patricia?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Well, I am I'm going to go ahead and mute Patricia since we're having issues there.
Darn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can bring her back after being muted.
Hello?
Patricia, can you hear us now?
No. Hello?
Oh, boy. Well, I can hear you guys.
Yeah, and I hear you guys. So it looks like the gremlins are starting to take over again.
Goodness.
Oh, boy.
Which
yeah,
I hope not.
Because I can't. I actually got dumped right out of the studio. Like the Blog Talk thing just dropped, it closed down, and I was like, fortunately,
wow.
You're holding the you holding it as the host, or the whole show would have dropped. So,
yeah.
Ah. Well, we should try try 443 and see what is going on.
Let's see if we can get through on this one. 443, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Okay.
Hi, Suzanne. How can we help you tonight?
I was interested in your show topic tonight with divine children, and I'm wondering, I am opening up on a spiritual journey. I'm just starting to awaken. I've been working with people to kind of get that going, and I'm wondering if part of my purpose here in this life of my spiritual awakening is to guide my grandchildren. I have 4 grandchildren right now that are under 2. And I'm wondering if you ladies can tell me if any of them have any abilities like that, and maybe which one it is.
Well, there's no doubt that they have. I mean, this is where you can develop. Every single human being is born with that potential, right? It's like everyone can play the piano or everyone can learn to cook, but some people get really, really good at it and become, professional and maestro. But I would say right now you're going to find them both to be very, very psychic. There should be, I'm trying to think, I would recommend Sylvia Brown's book if you can get it. It's, it's probably
I saw it on your
for sale.
Show.
And,
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm like, try thrift books first, places like that, because, and you can also look on a site called PDF Drive, which has free books, and you can make donations if you want. But they have a really good library of spirituality. And so I would really totally educate yourself, become their teacher. And you can do you notice them like when they're not aware that you're watching them? Do they seem to be connecting, with things that maybe
it's
you
hard
can't
to
see?
Say. Yeah, it's hard to say because they definitely are into that imaginative play, but we're just starting to be able to understand them. So, like, one just turned 2 and the other one's getting ready to turn 2. So they're babbling a lot, but we can't tell what they're saying or who they're talking to.
Yeah.
They know.
So I just wondered if there was anybody who was more, than somebody else or whatever. I mean, I know everybody has a little bit of ability and they can develop it, but I just wondered if somebody had a lot of ability.
Suzanne, this is Sue. Is there a little boy with sandier hair with lighter eyes?
There's a... I have one boy, and he's got dark hair, though. Dark curly.
Okay, because I'm feeling a male energy, but I'm seeing sandy-colored hair with lighter-colored eyes.
Hmm. Well, maybe there's more. There's still more that are probably coming.
That's possible.
Yeah. So, and my one daughter is very blonde, and her fiance is very blonde, so that's a possibility for them.
Okay.
But
I just keep seeing this little one, and like I said, I get a male energy with sandy hair and lighter eyes. Doesn't necessarily have to be blue eyes. It can be a lighter shade of brown, but just lighter colored eyes.
Yeah. I mean, Remy's got kind of golden colored eyes. He's mixed race. So he's like got dark hair with like blonde highlights in it, but he's also got brown eyes, but they're like a goldish brown.
Okay. Yes, I keep getting a picture of this child, but it could like one that's to come. Yeah, it could be one that's to come. But absolutely, they both have abilities. They both have the gift. I would just talk with both of them now. Just have little conversations in private with them.
Uh-huh.
And bring up their friends that are with them and their angels, the spirit guides. Just keep an open conversation.
Uh-huh. I have a feeling my dad's around them, and they know who he is as far as pictures, so I'm going to use that too because I think he's probably around them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything you see as far as my spiritual work or things that are coming for me spiritually?
Okay, I just
do you meditate enough?
I try to meditate. I don't know if it's enough. Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. Work on your meditation. You're going to get more messages through in meditation.
Okay.
And I can see like a use of tools for you too. It could be cards. It could be pendulums. It could be wands. Whatever you're comfortable with. But I can see you using a tool to help.
What about channeled writing?
Absolutely.
Is that considered a tool?
Absolutely.
Yes, I think I can do that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Whatever you feel drawn to, go with it and work with it.
Okay.
So if there's something that you're drawn to, keep working on that and keep practicing with it. Practice constantly.
Okay.
Are you interested in healing?
In what?
Healing.
Healing?
Like energy work or herbals,
yes.
Something along. Okay. Yeah, because I can see your hands busy with people.
Yeah.
So that's what draws me to the healing. Some people that have the natural ability feel more comfortable taking Reiki courses because then they get basics and understanding. Others of us that have the natural healing ability just go with it without the Reiki courses. So find what is most comfortable, again, for you. If you will feel more comfortable taking the Reiki courses, then do that. If you feel more comfortable just practicing on your own because you do have that gift, then work with that.
Okay.
You know, if somebody's complaining, oh, I have a headache, picture yourself transferring the energy from you to them. To heal that headache.
I've been doing it with my dog. And
that's wonderful.
He has congestive heart failure. And we went back after a year, and they told us that he did go on medicine too. It's not like it was just me, but they told us that his heart measurements had improved over the year rather than getting worse. And not even stayed the same, but that they had improved his heart. His heart had been enlarged and it had gone down. And it was funny because my mentor said to me, my guides are telling me you're already doing this. What are you doing? And I told her. because everybody kept telling me I was a healer, and I thought, well, if I'm going to heal anybody, it's going to be this dog. Come on, let's go. And I just started trying to do it.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. What do you ladies have for her or for Suzanne?
I can go. This is Jessica.
Yeah,
hi, Suzanne.
Ahead.
I had gotten, when you were asking about whether it was part of your purpose to guide your grandchildren spiritually, and my guides, what I got from my guides was an absolutely a yes. And that, now as I shuffled the deck, the card that just flew out for you, ironically, as we're talking about it, is appreciate your talents. And I'll just read it here. It says, the body that your higher self and your guides have selected for you to inhabit in this dimension was born with a predisposition for certain skills. If your spiritual blueprint is best served by the life of a musician, as opposed to that of a mathematician, then an embryo with that genetic disposition will be chosen. This card has come to you because your guides want you to acknowledge your spiritual and special abilities and nurture them. So this card sounds like it's a confirmation that absolutely, and I felt the same thing, that you definitely have healing abilities. It's just, and you know, so many people do. We all do. It's just the ability to learn how to channel it through you to others or mm-hmm. even to yourself. I used to work on myself all the time, you know, when I first started. And ironically, I started on animals too. So that's really
yeah.
interesting. You're doing a great job, I think, and just continue to really hone in on your, you know, your spiritual gifts. And like the card
that's
said,
funny too, because
yeah.
maybe that's why I spent 33 years as an elementary school teacher to get ready for this too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God
that's
bless
funny.
You.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they're really just encouraging you to appreciate and to
yeah.
embrace your talents at this time.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is Lynn. I have to ask you, Suzanne, it's a very common name, but I'm getting it with a very strong scent of cigarette smoke, getting the name David, and I just had a real strong way. Unless, Sue, are you smoking, and I'm getting it from Michigan?
I actually just put a cigarette out, Lynn.
I just got overwhelmed with the scent of a cigarette. Do you know, have you got a David on the other side who would have been a smoker?
I'm trying to think. I don't even know of
you
a
don't,
David.
Yeah.
No.
I do.
Don't worry about it. Don't push. Do
okay.
you, Sue? Is
yes,
that, so
I
is
do.
This,
my cousin
can
do.
Sometimes. Okay.
My cousin
David.
David.
And is he?
Yeah.
And he's crossed?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we've got the wires crossing again because, actually, Sue, I pick up a lot of energy on your family and stuff, so
yeah.
I guess it's just our connection. We've been working together for a lot of years now, so that's kind of like the telepathy that happens between coworkers and people
yeah.
that have been
mm-hmm.
together for a long time. Anyway, David just came through, and I just... Holy cow. Woof. Anyway, so what I wrote down, and I'm doing the same thing you were talking about, Suzanne, the writing. So I just let the pencil write, and it said for you about your psychic abilities and your spiritual work. Don't hold back. You're still second-guessing yourself sometimes. So when things come in, and it's cool to practice on dogs and stuff because they're so pure. They don't muddle their energy with stupid, random, dumb thoughts. You know, they don't get their knickers in a twist over dopey stuff. So they're pure
mm-hmm.
and they're great to work with. But so practice going with the first impression that comes in with you. And one thing I've found is like I have to be willing, and I think Jessica and Sue will agree here, you've got to be willing to not make sense to the person. you know, even if it feels weird. So if you, the first impression that comes in, write it down, let it write, and don't second guess it, because very often it'll make sense later. And maybe, and just as what happened, like David coming through with the cigarette smoke, you may be getting a different, you know, that might be several energies coming through. I generally ask them to just please come through one at a time, but it doesn't always happen. Sue's ex, or Sue's husband in spirit, sorry, not ex, he just sort of barges in now and then, and I've had to say, you know, bugger off, mate, just a little bit sometimes, because, you know, Ray will drop in the middle of a reading or something, and it's, so he's pretty cool now. He doesn't do it, but you've got to sort of ask for, you know, the same respect you give those in spirit. So practice going with the first impression you get. And I agree. I think you'd be really cool with divining tools, right? So, you know, even trying a scrying mirror if you're into it, you know. Whatever tools resonate for you. it's simply a mirror that you work with. I remember making one, and you had to sort of paint the back. Just look up online. It's called Scrying. S-C-R-Y-I-N-G. I'll see if I can bring up a simple explanation, but you can actually see spirit in them if you use them correctly. See, I can... I think you'd be really good with tools, and it might help you to sort of get more confidence in your work. So scrying is known as the practice of looking into a suitable medium to detect significant messages and visions. That's Wikipedia. It's pretty bad. It comes from the old English word to make out dimly. Descry, which, so basically it's a mirror or water. You can use a crystal. Oh, yeah, crystal balls is a form of scrying. And I think, Sue, you do that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. So, look at all, you can just type in divination tools and you'll see all the different things people can work with. I mean, cards are divining. And it's just a medium, like it's just a vehicle to get the messages through, right? And I think you'd be very good at automatic writing too. Just, you know, let it rip. Yeah. And some of it, when it first starts to do it, some of it's just going to look like scriggly scribbles and stuff. But if you stick with it, you'll actually get words coming through and messages coming through. And it becomes second nature. And I think you, as far as the little ones go, I got the coolest image. They sent me the coolest image for you of Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music dancing through the hills, playing the guitar and leading the children, you know, with music and stuff. So in that sort of spirit, that's you practicing your abilities, developing your abilities, and they follow suit because you're like just showing them how it's done. And you're not like making them do it. They just do it naturally. And I don't think... I don't think either one of them is... Is there a boy and a girl? Is that...
I have a boy and then a girl and then two infants that are girls.
Okay. Well, the little ones, it feels like the boy loses interest sort of later on in his, towards his teenage years. But it doesn't mean he's less ability. It doesn't mean his abilities are less. It's just be patient while he goes off and does it. But I think you're going to find that if you lead them, if you just show them how it's done, practice it yourself, it'll be a natural progression. And it'll be a normal, like it won't feel like woo-woo and different. It'll be just like another art form of that anyone would practice. I absolutely think you've got the goods to get very, very good at this. And... You know, as I say to a lot of people that do this work, if you want to come on the show and give it a try, please let us know.
Okay. I think I'm going to start listening to some of the shows and see if I can do this for other people just by listening to them and kind of saying what I want to say and see if it close at all to what you all say.
Absolutely.
You know, see what I feel.
You know, Yeah, and don't feel weird if you don't, if it doesn't come in. Sometimes you don't get, it doesn't, nothing comes in, or the energy is weird or wrong. But don't let that defeat you. Like, just keep going, and if you don't, if it doesn't come in or go, you go, c'est la vie, and just move on to the next thing. And one thing there I'm just getting a message about is when you're able to look into the eyes of people you're reading, not while you're reading them, but if you can look at a picture, look into the eyes, you very often get a lot of messages come in. You can pick up emotions from them and stuff. But, yeah, I think you're going to be a very visual reader, too.
That doesn't surprise
yeah.
me. That was a very visual
Suzanne, when I first started out doing all of this, Sylvia Brown told me, listen to the shows and keep my notes. When a person comes on and asks a question, write down the messages that I get. So you are spot on to listen to the shows, whichever ones you listen to, and write down whatever messages you get, because that was the advice that she gave me to help me build up my confidence.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I keep saying to them, can you just talk a little louder? I'm ready to get these messages. I'm ready to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little louder, so I'm sure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Try the light as well. Like, I get a little flashlight and just, you know, they do come through with the lights. It's not anything you can turn on and off, but when the messages come through, it's pretty fabulous. And they can use that, you know, anything that they can conduct, like, energy into. So, you know, the flashlight I use, just a little $2.99 thing from the hardware store, but it will flash in an intelligent way sometimes when they're able to use it. So that's another tool. Yeah. Well,
Thank you so much.
Sometimes, and Jessica. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Just dive right in because you've got the goods. You know, you've got what it takes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, come in. Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, Suzanne, I hope we were able to help you some.
Oh, absolutely.
And please give us a call back and let us know how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you're ready, let us know and you can come on the show.
Absolutely. We love guests.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Love and light, Suzanne.
Okay. It looks like Patricia is back. Let's see if we can get her back and if she can hear us. Can you hear us, Patricia?
Hi. I can hear you, ladies. The phone hung up again. I'm thinking, what is going on over here?
Gremlin.
Well, I got knocked off too, Patricia. Like, I was blog talk is shut right down on my computer. So we've got gremlins, maybe, who knows, mischievous elementals or something, you know. That's all right.
Well, Sue, I know you were asking me about school. Sue was asking me about going back to going back to school, and I did mention that I'm gonna, you know, try next summer.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea, hon. I really do.
Okay. I did want to. There is this gentleman. I'm gonna give you his initial, W, that I have been. I've known him for many, many years through community servicing. And he would come and cut the grand boy's hair for me. And I guess he have shown interest. And, you know, one evening when he was leaving, he hugged me. And I felt this energy. It was such a connection, but I don't know, this is kind of weird, but it was a sexual. It was very sexual in nature, and it almost, it felt so physical, like we were in the physical act. So I just kind of stepped back and said, you know, I mean, did I invite you? And he kind of looked at me like, I'm sorry, you know, it's, I mean, and so it was energetic. It was, I don't know, I just, what, I'm trying to, I've never felt such a connection physically, you know. I have energetically, maybe, you know, sleep, I don't know, but not physical like that. And so is this person anyone that is a potential mate?
Lynn, what are you picking up? Are you getting anything for her?
I'm getting kind of nothing on the potential mate. But I'd say, you know, I wouldn't say don't, like, pursue it and see what it's all about and stuff like that. This is W you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Working. I have to go back just before you dropped off. I had some notes I wanted to give you.
Okay.
And what came in, and I'm not sure what this is in reference to, but I'm sure you will know. Glinda from The Wizard of Oz, and I'm seeing her come through and say she's always had the power. And why didn't you just tell her? She had to find it out for herself. It feels like all these things you've had to go through, like you had plans, and then they got, you know, changed on you. So you've almost been on like a, it feels almost like a roller coaster or something, you know, because you're going to do one thing and then suddenly, or maybe bumper cars, right? You go to do one thing and you're boom, you're looking after your kids and the kids' kids and all this stuff that's happened to you. And it feels very much like the yellow, a journey, like, so you're meeting some characters, you're getting threatened here and there. Not really, but it's just sending you all over the place. And right. And I see, like, the message from Glinda that you know the answer. And I really do think going back to school is going to put you back on the track that you were on before. Also, don't take disrespect from people. Remember that, you know, you have the power to respond, to choose how you respond to other people. So, you know, if they're going to be dickheads to you, you don't have to lose your balance or get, you know, you'll feel it right in the solar plexus area, that third chakra area where it will contract on you and it's like, it's as Mr. Rogers says, you know, there's things you can do when you get that feeling, but don't let it bother you because other people don't understand. They really don't understand. So all these things that have knocked you around have taken you on a journey where you're actually looking pretty good on the out of it. So this W, now I'm not sure if the sound cut out for a minute, but I couldn't tell. Was that a dream you were describing?
No, it's an actual person that yes.
So you're wondering if it's just physical or is there more to it? Is that, am I getting that right?
Yes.
Okay. Be a little careful. I think you need to put your cards on the table with this person. Don't play games and don't sort of guess at what he's feeling. Find out, because I have a feeling you are looking for, you know, as Seinfeld said, this, that, and the other, right? You don't want just sexual. You don't want, you know, to be in the friend zone. You want all of it, you know? So
right.
I think, yeah, as scary as it might be, I would be honest and say this is what I'm looking for. And if you're not looking for the same thing, you know, you don't have to get mad and run away, and you can still, you know, enjoy the adventures, but I would find out, like, if this guy's on the same page as you. And the thing is, you're not you don't have to worry. You are not going to be in a drought for very long, even if it doesn't work out. The love is there for you. I can feel it. It looks like as cliche as this sounds, it looks like the light at the end of a tunnel, you know, that comes on for you. So if it isn't W, it's not that you're never going to find it, but just be clear about what you're looking for, because, you know, friends with benefits sort of thing is not going to make you happy. It just feels like it's like something you're going to tolerate. But, you know, in the long run, I would say, you know, I'm looking for more than just, you know, we're not a PG rating, so I don't want to get too graphic here, but you know what I mean?
Right,
if you want more, make sure they know that, you know. Jessica, Sue, what are you guys picking up here? Oh, Sue, you did
Thank
yours.
You.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're
good.
Very
I'm
welcome.
Go ahead, Jess.
I'm here. And this is Patricia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. I did save your card because this one really flew out for you, and I'm glad I put it aside. The card that popped out for you, and it's making sense now, why, the card is don't relinquish your power.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you have created a blueprint for yourself, and your role in this matrix of life is vital, your role. Never be less than who you are. If this card appears in your spread as it has, examine how you may be taking a back seat in the dynamics of this incarnation. This may seem like an easier, you know, road to hoe, so to speak, if you are required to others. But in reality, we are doing a disservice to ourselves, not only to yourself, but also your soul family. Your influence matters greatly. Your opinions matter. It is part of your birthright. Don't be so quick to undermine yourself and give away the strength of your convictions. The puzzle pieces that create the bigger picture don't come together as a whole if you choose not to participate. Have faith in yourself and know that your emotions are manifesting in a certain way and at a certain time for a reason. Many insecure humans try to take away the power of others to build up their own shortcomings. Be aware that this is the result of a fragile ego. Acknowledge this and don't engage in their attempts at manipulation. Be steadfast and have resolve. So I think is along the lines of what Lynn was talking about too, like Linda, with, you know, you had the power all along. You just didn't realize it was there. This is just a reconfirmation to you that even relationships that you get into or anything, just stand in your power. Don't relinquish your power. And that's what we have for you, Patricia.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. And you know what? When I think about it, to just go here briefly, before my daughter, I think, Liam, when you were speaking about these different directions, it seemed like I was on one path and then something happened and... and I could say the same about before my daughter lost custody of the children 4 years, almost 3.5 years ago, I was in this long-term relationship, and I think I spoke to you ladies about this, where we were together for 5 years, and we were about 6 months out from getting married, and I called him with another woman. I left class to go over to his house, to his home, and he opened the door, and, you know, we're sitting here talking. We didn't walk through the house, and we sit in the hallway, and there's this woman standing here. There's a pair of legs. That's what I saw first. And I was thinking, what in the world? Do you have a woman in here? And Oh, my God. I walked out. I left that day and never that night. And I never went back to him. And so, you know, it was crushing for me. And then, of course, 2 or 3 years later, here I am, you know, with my daughter's situation. The good thing about it, I was able to start nursing school and focus on that because I started up nursing school maybe like a year later. When that happened, I was taking prereqs. But, you know, I was just adamant about, you know, this. I'm going into this program, you know, I'm done with you, it's over, you know, and this is what I'm going to focus on. And then my daughter, this happened with my daughter. So I have been on this roller coaster, bumper cars. And, you know, I took the time out to heal myself, and I haven't been in a long-term relationship in 4 years. Of course, nursing school was another reason. I didn't want to get in anything. And then when I decided, I didn't decide. It was decided for me, hey, you know, the situation with my daughter, and this is something I need to do. So it still wasn't any time for a relationship. I couldn't think of that because the children needed me. So now here I am like, okay, this has got to be my time. This has got to be my time, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have been on a ride, I tell you.
Well,
we know
they say whom the gods love, they drive crazy, right? So,
yeah.
Oh, dear.
But
you've got
a beautiful
spirit, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so thankful to the Father. I'm so thankful that to go through the lesson, but not only that, because I know I'm still going through some things, but to be here with you ladies on the phone, you know, feeling a sense of peace, a sense of accomplishment, and I'm still together here. I'm not out of my bunkers behind all this stuff. Oh, my God. It's enough for you to drive one woman crazy, but it's not for my Father. I know it's him. It is him. Oh, my God. I just love him so much, Jesus. If it was not for him, I don't know where I would be. I don't know.
You have a great sense of wonder, and keep having that sense of wonder, you know, about all the different worlds that are available to you. They talk about the 11 dimensions. You know, there's dimensions that we're not even able to perceive, but I think tap that, and you'll blow yourself away at how very, very psychic you are, Patricia, and, you know, create your own future beat with your thoughts.
I'm meditating more. I'm starting to meditate more. I know it's someone else that wants to speak to you ladies. I'm just, you know, I miss you ladies. So when I am, probably like everyone else, when we get a chance to talk to you, we want to just, you know, almost be a little selfish. I'm not going to be selfish, but, you know, I almost want to
nice compliment. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, that's lovely.
Yeah, because
well,
it's almost
we're gonna
like
make
talking
a face-
to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's
like
okay, Lovey.
To your
it's okay. No,
your
it's
girlfriend.
Nice. Well, there you go. We're all kind of, that's how you guys feel when the callers call in. You know, we really try to connect that way. I mean, we all come from the same place. We all go back to the same place, and we're just walking each other home, and we help where we can. And I think you're going to be very helpful to people as you go down your spiritual path. So you just keep paying all that stuff forward.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Beautiful.
And I just have a lot of love. I have so much love. It's like I feel this. it's like I want to share it with the world. I feel it.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's beautiful.
God.
I can feel it from there. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
So much. And I'm telling, you know, I'm asking God, like, I'm ready. And I know he's like, just hold up now. You like one of those horses. You ready to run out the stall? You know, run it. And, I mean, slow it down. And I'm trying to, but, you know, oh, my God, I'm ready. So, but.
Beautiful.
Thank
that's
you,
beautiful.
Lady.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocket
you.
Fuel.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. I'm trying to hold tight, in due time. You know, it's God's timing. You know, we all the time, and oh my God, Lord, it's I'm waiting on His time, my timing. Oh God, and have me in some kicks. So yes,
absolutely.
But, thank you, ladies, so much. I love you all so much. And you take care. Many blessings to you all. And continue to stay safe. And I will be looking for your show because, you know, I got to check in. I got to hear from you, ladies.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I have to hear from you.
Yeah. How lovely. That's so sweet.
Yes.
Well, you go knock them dead, Patricia, because you've got it going on, and you just rock your abilities, and you'll be so happy, and you're going to change the world with your light. All those
thank
lights
you.
Together, they make a pretty good beacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Well, thank you for calling in, hon. We wish you all the best and tons of love and light to you.
Love and light, Sue. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I love you.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Love
you,
too, Patricia.
We love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
A lovely person.
What a blast of energy, eh? That's a...
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, I know.
That's
it was
wonderful.
Just beautiful. I felt it. I felt it from here, too. Goodness.
Wow.
Absolutely. Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome call. Awesome call. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have one more caller here. Area code 202. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hello, 202. Are you with us?
All right.
Hmm.
It happens. Oh.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay.
202, are you there? Nope. Okay.
Very strange. We have gremlins tonight anyway.
Absolutely.
Oh, well.
Oh, my goodness.
You never know. It's always an
no,
adventure,
you
right? You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Never do. Never do. Ah.
Well,
what do you ladies think?
Probably time to roll the credits, I guess, eh?
Sounds good to me. Lynn,
sounds like a good time to wrap up a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really, the energy is like, that was just
yeah.
so energizing, I guess is the way to put it. Yeah, amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And
Lynn,
it's a shame about
your contact information. I'm sorry, go ahead, honey. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sure. No, I am. I'm just saying, 202, I hope they'll call back, you know, next week and give it a try. Actually, well, if anyone... I'm just writing their number down. And
yeah,
if they have to call back, beautiful. Okay. So we'll, you know, keep an eye out for that number. And if they do happen to come back next week, we'll put them on first. But, if you want to reach me, you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook and in the Sacred Embers group. You can also find all of us at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And I turn it over to
wonderful.
Jessica.
Yes, my name is Jessica Tatro. You can find me on Facebook, under my name, Jessica Tatro. We also have a Facebook group for, you know, families with special needs, family members, friends, family. It's called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers website as well and in Sacred Embers group. Have a good night.
And I am on Facebook, Sue Fields Delamonte, and also with the Sacred Embers group.
Yeah.
Well, ladies.
So I was just going to say, we are going to have a Facebook page specifically for the Divine Connection show. We're still part of the Sacred Embers network, but we're going to be able to, if, you know, there's things, sometimes we make references to things and we can post links in our page so you can see what we're talking about. I guess, you know, when we have questions from people or, you know, and if you need to get in touch with us. So I'll try to get that done this week and we'll have something, you know, you can connect with us, another way to connect with our team. So
absolutely.
Just wanted to say that this will be absolutely.
Yes.
So
definitely.
Should we, I can put Louie on if you like. What's that?
Sure. Let's have, I was just going to say with the new page too, it'll be more of a personal connection with just us instead of the whole Sacred Embers group, if people
absolutely
are more comfortable that way.
Yeah, the Angel Answers show also has a page, and we should mention them too. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, DC Love, Mary Hernandez, and Liz Pfister have a wonderful show in the Sacred Embers network, and it's Angel Answers. And they're lovely. They're fabulous. Call in. And now Shannon and Tina and oh dear, I've forgotten her name. There's my brain going on me.
Mary?
Natasha. It's okay. I couldn't remember. I'm so stupid. I know this lady and I'm like, duh. Anyway, they have the Lighthouse and I think, is that on Saturdays? I can't remember now. Does anyone
remember? No.
Well, you know what? We can post those things on our page when we get it together. So next week we should have a page that we can interact with our callers, you know, before and after the fact. And I think it'll be pretty good, you know, sort of more personal.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, we are. Eventually, we'll have a few events, you know, that people can get better, like more in-depth readings and stuff like that. So we have plans for next year. Although they say if you don't want to make the gods laugh, tell them your plans. But we'll hint at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shh, not too loud. They'll hear us. Okay. All right.
For sure.
Well, we've got. Yeah. Well, I guess I can pop Louie on and he can sing us out. Happy Friday, you guys. It was a wonderful show. Loved working with you and the callers.
Well, thank
you.
I always love working with you, too.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone that called in, and love and light to everyone.
Yeah. Beauty. The sound guy's a little tipsy. Here we go.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.